AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police in Chattanooga, Tennessee say a sixth child has died of injuries from Monday's school bus crash. The child's death means another vehicular homicide charge will be filed against the driver. The chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board wants to know why 24-year-old Jonathony Walker was speeding down a road that was not designated as a bus route.
In the course of looking at the history of Tally Road, we just ascertained that Tally Road was not on the designated route for that school bus.
Charges have not been filed yet against a suspect in the death of a Wayne State University police officer who was shot in the head last night. AP correspondent Corey Williams reports colleagues have good things to say about Officer Colin Rose, who died late today after he was taken off life support in a Detroit hospital.
He was a 5-year veteran of the Wayne State Campus Police Department. Officer Rose was the first to die in the line of duty. He's a credit to the police department. He's one of the officers that other officers actually love working with. He recently had been promoted to a K-9 officer, and at the time of the shooting, I believe he had 2 police dogs in the car with him.
Filmmaker Spike Lee is being hit with a lawsuit.
You know, deep down inside, I think you wish you were black.
Reunion benefit plans charge Spike Lee and his film companies didn't do the right thing. The suit charges an audit found Lee's companies were nearly $45,000 behind in payments between September 2007 and March 2010. The unions represent musicians, stagehands, and drivers. No comment yet from Lee or his production company. I'm Jamie Fryer.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered about 250 pilots for ABX Air, a cargo airline that delivers goods for Amazon, to go back to work in a dispute over working conditions and time off. This is AP Radio News. A drug being studied as a possible new treatment for Alzheimer's disease has failed in a clinical study.
A lot of people had a lot of hope riding on Eli Lilly's drug solanezumab, which has now failed to show it can significantly slow cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients. There are 18 other drugs being tested to stop or slow the disease because current treatments only work to temporarily ease symptoms like memory loss, confusion, and agitation. After word that Eli Lilly's drug missed its mark, the company's stock fell 10% Wednesday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An unusually late-season hurricane is swirling over the Caribbean just off Central America. Otto appears headed toward a possible landfall in Nicaragua after regaining hurricane strength today, but that might not occur until sometime later this week. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.